CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 5th of July 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Celebrate the NHS and get on the air to care. Contest committed to relax COVID-19 rules. IAIU appoints new EMC coordinator. The RSGB's Get On The Air To Care campaign with the NHS is celebrating the NHS's 72nd birthday today, Sunday the 5th of July. The Society is encouraging all radio amateurs to get on the air to care to mark the celebration and use the stroke NHS after their call sign. Share photos on the RSGB Facebook or Twitter accounts and make sure you add #GOTA2C, G-O-T-A-2-C, to your message. You can also email photos to comms@rsgb.org.uk. For more information about the NHS birthday, see the NHS website. As we're all aware, the changes to COVID-19 restrictions have been coming thick and fast recently, but they've also remained inconsistent across the different parts of the UK. The contest committee is preparing to allow single operator portable entries to RSGB contests again from Tuesday the 7th of July. This is in time for the 2 metre UK activity contest and FM activity contest, as well as the HF low power contest on the 19th of July. All activities must be properly socially distanced. All station activity, including station assembly, must be carried out by the operator or only with support from people who are living at the same household. The RSGB is not opening up normal multi-operator contesting as in Section O entries at this time. Any local COVID-19 restrictions, such as any limitation on access to particular public locations, must be strictly observed. Please keep a close eye on the Contest Committee website, rsgbcc.org, for the latest updates. The IAIU Administrative Council has appointed Martin Sack, G8KDF, as Global Electromagnetic Compatibility Coordinator, succeeding Toru Warren, LA9QL. The EMC Coordinator's mission is to ensure that the concerns and needs of radio amateurs are effectively addressed in international standards bodies, particularly the CISPR and the ITU, as well as in regional telecommunication organisations and at national levels throughout the IAIU member societies. Assisting in the effort is the network of volunteers with expertise in the field of EMC. Martin is also the RSGB IAIU EMC liaison. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, joined the Denbighdale ARC online meeting to hear Dan, KB6NU, speak on having fun with Morse code. After Dan's call, talk and the question and answer session, the club asked Steve to do a question and answer session in his turn. There were a wide range of questions on current topics. Dan's talk and both question and answer sessions are on YouTube at youtube.be/NOC1PXTSWG4. Best to look it up, I think. In the light of the COVID-19 restrictions, the IAIU Region 1 Executive Committee has split the 2020 General Conference into two parts. The first part in October will be a virtual conference and the second in-person part will be in 2021. The IAIU and its member societies face some very significant challenges for the future to ensure that the growth into amateur radio is further stimulated and that member societies and IAIU continue to be seen as relevant and supportive by new entrants. The 2021 part of the conference will be run in workshop format with active participation from all member societies present. Dave Wilson, M0OBW RSGB President and Exams Quality Assurance Manager, has announced that the 1,000th online invigilated exam took place on the 1st of July. He anticipated that the 1,000th successful candidate will pass the exam sometime in this coming week. The RSGB would like to thank all involved in this remote invigilation exam process, including Ofcom, the RSGB exams department, and all those invigilating. It's a great example of amateur radio coming together. Please note that all news items for both Radcom and GB2RS should be sent to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and that email address only, to that email address only. Sending to multiple addresses just slows the process down, and some old addresses such as gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk will be closed in the near future. The deadline for GB2RS is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before transmission, and the deadlines for Radcom are shown in the Around Your Region section or on the RSGB website under the Publications tab. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs would like to thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. To commemorate their third anniversary, special event stations will be on the air during the FT8 DMC activity days until the 31st of July. All stations will bear the FTDMC or FTDM suffix, referring to the third anniversary of the FT8 Digital Mode Club. An FTDMC anniversary award can be earned by working the FTDMC and FTDM stations and collecting points applicable for various award classes. See FT8DMC.eu for more details. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating as one of the bonus stations in the 13 Colonies special event. GB13COL will run until 0400 UTC on the 8th of July. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands using SSB, CWFM and various digital modes, but VHF and UHF will be in use. This year's QSL cards for GB13COL has been kindly sponsored by Martin Lynch at ML&S. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown on social distancing, which may differ around the world. The RSGB advises strongly obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. On Monday, the 80-metre club championships, which runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW only, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday, 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130. The exchange on both is signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes exchange signal report serial number and locator. This weekend, the IARU HF Championships runs from 1200 UTC on the 11th to 1200 UTC on the 12th, using SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and ITU zone, which is 27 for here in the UK. The UK 6-metre group summer marathon runs until the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 50 megs band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. This week saw the beginnings of a new month and continued sporadic openings. Traditionally, we see a slowdown in the number of sporadic openings in July, while we are seeing a few periods on 10 metres when there are no openings, they inevitably reappear. An HFF2 layer opening to Angola occurred on Wednesday, allowing amateurs to bag Gabriel on G2EB on both 17 and 12 metres CW. Paul, G0KPH, also spotted Gabriel on 40 metres CW in the evening. As we said a couple of weeks ago, HF bands are staying open later, which is a summer phenomenon. Darren, G0TSM, has found 17 metres FT8 to be open to Japan, the west coast of the US, Alaska and Hawaii until 0200 UTC. Mike F4FHQ said 80 metres has been good overnight also, after he heard a string of W2s and VE3s working the Canada Day contest at 0330 UTC at 57.8 on SSB. I think that means 5/7/8 on SSB. The sun, however, remained very quiet with zero sunspots, which means our predictions are beginning to sound like a stuck record. The KP index ranged from 0 to 3, thanks to a high-speed solar wind stream. Next weekend, NOAA predicts a solar flux index of 68 and a KP index of 2 to 3. There are no sunspots predicted, just a few bright spots on the stereo ahead, spacecraft's extreme ultraviolet view, which may or may not develop into spots. Mid-latitude coronal hole activity has declined recently, and it doesn't look as though we're now truly at sunspot minimum. Now VHF and up, there's a change in the weather coming along, and Sunday should see a ridge of high pressure building across the south of the country, bringing Tropo back into the options. This could be particularly good for paths to the south across the Channel and Biscay, as well as across the southern North Sea. This ridge gets a bit of a knockback after midweek as a small low tracks across the north of the country. In some models, this is also followed by a further weak ridge for the next weekend, so Tropo will continue to feature. The sporadic E season is less prolific in July, but it's still a key month for the mode. The weather is always busy generating atmospheric gravity waves that can propagate upwards to affect the E region and trigger sporadic E. So hopefully some parts of the country may find the geometry is right for some DX, VHF DX paths via sporadic E. These high summer weeks are often good for sporadic E ultra DX paths to the Far East, mostly in the early morning and on FT8, so it's well worth checking the clusters from 0600 to 0800 UTC. With low moon declination and no major meteor showers this week, it's a good week to increase your square count via the satellites. QO100 and the low Earth orbiters are always there to work the DX if the bands are flat. Finally, a thought, whilst we're definitely not advocating don't call CQ, you'll increase your chances of making non-contest QSOs hugely, especially on the gigahertz bands, if you announce your planned activity in advance. Use email reflectors, social media, and the ON4KST microwave chat to let people know when you're QRV. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.